What makes you think I want someone to be in love with me?
Hey, I love you.
I know.
Zendaya sizzles. And ladies and gentlemen, what is always my standard for movies? I'm a 40-year-old something plus grown man with two young kids under the age of three. Did I or did I not fall asleep on this movie? Because it was 2 hours and 11 minutes rated R, Challengers. And guess what? I did not fall asleep. Let's dive into this review.
I'm up early for the dealers come out. Everybody is outside till the killers come out. You ain't eating, you just act full. I'm impactful. Dozen funerals in a month, I got that full. I will give it to niggas in all rap forms. Ignatius out right now on all platforms.
That's right, people. You're in the building with y'all, knowing, all loving, all feeling, all seeing, all powerful. Just damn all everything. The sexiest hell host of this channel. That's me, Lamont Tyson, bringing you my Challengers movie review. And just like I said when I did the trailer breakdown, Zendaya will win an Oscar for this award. Will win an Oscar for this film. And I thought it was going to be one of them kind of Halle Berry type winning the Oscar when she gave Billy Bob Thornton some good loving. Like I said to Larry, it wasn't even like that. Zendaya nailed it. And this is an Oscar performance for her. Let's get ready to do it. Please be sure to subscribe to the channel. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and if you want to get great deals at a very low price, check me out on TikTok. Go to my showcase. If you go to my showcase right now, the featured item are these beautiful headphones where my daughter is wearing. They're great for the little crumb snatchers if you want to have a second pair or if you just want to have one for the kids so you ain't got to take your good ones. And they're just as good as Beats by Dre. Only they $24. Go check it out. When I first thought about this movie, I thought it was going to be some kind of erotic thriller. And it's more of a new term I'm going to dub. I'm going to call it e-com drama, an erotic, somewhat comedy drama about a throuple who all have some flaws and each bring out the worst and the best in each other. And like I said, Zendaya sizzles. She's cold. She's calculating. And this performance by her just took her to being a grown woman status. And for those of you in the LGBT community, this thing is written by people in the community. And they did an outstanding job. It's written by Justin. I don't want to pronounce his last name, so forgive me, Justin. And directed by Luca Godup. Forgive me, Luca. Big supporters of the LGBT community. And that's another thing I love about Zendaya, if you didn't know. She is one of my top five favorite people in Hollywood because she's an outstanding talent, but also what she does outside of work, outside of Hollywood. She stands up for marginalized communities. She wears it on her sleeve, and she's not afraid to do so. And I love to see that. And another thing, y'all, this movie is rated R, and I just got to go ahead and warn some people. This is a spoiler review. And with this being a spoiler review, let me go ahead and tell y'all something that some of y'all might not like. This movie has a whole lot of male nudity and a whole lot of grown men eating bananas and pointy things all tutti frutti and shit. So if that's not your cup of tea, hey, it's such a great movie. I'm going to say go see it anyway. But still, I just want to go ahead and warn y'all, you're going to get a little bit of that. And some of the things that went on in this movie that I know that the community is going to love. The score on this movie at times seemed like they misplaced it in certain places. But as you sit and you see and you hear it, you understand why they put the score where they did. And the score just added to the height and the drama and the emotion of what was going on with the characters. It was more the type of thing that the LGBT community is going to love. Those kind of beats, and I think that it was well done as well. And the way they dropped the score in at certain points just added to the height of this movie. Well done, community. Well done. And as we get into the bits of the movie, it opens with a match between Art and Patrick. And Zendaya plays Tashi. And that same mask that you see in the very beginning also is the last thing you see. Now, what's going to throw some of y'all for a loop is that this movie, the main storyline is 2019, but it flip-flops between 2019 all the way back to 2006 and in between. Tasha, she's married to Art, and they have a little baby. So this is a grown movie for Zendaya, and for me, it tends to be hard for me to see people who played roles of children, and now they're trying to cross over to the adult. Usually it's hard for me to see that, mostly because I'm so used to them playing those roles. But with Zendaya, her talent takes her to a place where you can see this maturation. And what I loved about their little daughter, there was one point in the movie where the daughter mentioned she wants to go watch the Spider-Verse, which is an Easter egg to Zendaya playing in all the Spider-Man movies. And I thought that was cute. And this couple, Tasha and Art, are a power couple. They are a tennis power couple. And they have great endorsement with Aston Martin and all of this. And the thing about these two is that Art is completely in love with Tasha. And you know what she's in love with? Herself, her ego, and tennis. There's going to be a segment when you first see them where he's like, I love you. And she'd be like, I know. Just damn dismissive. It was crazy. And then we meet his best friend, Patrick, in a hotel, and his card declines. We learn that Art is down on his luck as a pro tennis player, and his confidence is shook. And then we go back and we get the backstory of Art and Patrick. They have been friends for 12 years. I mean, they have been friends since they was 12 years old, and they play tennis together, and they're really good. They go to a match, and they see Tasha, who is a dominant high school player going to Stanford. Both guys find her highly attractive and invite her back to their hotel, their Roach Motel, rather, after they go to a party at Tasha's house when she defeated somebody. And this is when we learn Tasha's planning to go to Stanford and that Art is going to Stanford. In this Roach Motel, both of these two dudes, Art and Patrick, they were like kids in a candy store, because Tasha decided to come to the hotel. When she got there, she played both of these white dudes like French fiddles. She got them talking. They revealed that Patrick taught Art how to masturbate, and Tasha was just all into the story. And in my theater, which I'm located in the Greensboro, Durham area, North Carolina, first of all, that bitch was packed, and I went to a 1:45 p.m. showing, and it was packed. When they was going through this whole scene in the hotel about the masturbating and all that, that was comedy, I guess, because people in my theater was busting the gut. I wasn't, because it wasn't funny to me. But the people in my theater was busting the gut. And at the end of this scene, when Tasha had these two dudes basically kissing each other and said she didn't want to be a homewrecker, and they wound up being played by her, they asked her, they get her phone number when she was about to go. And they was going to have a tennis match with each other the next day. She said, whoever wins can get my number. Well, turns out Patrick won. But Art is the one who's really in love with Tasha. And when you think about Art and Patrick, Patrick is kind of like the, if you can say a bad boy, he would be the bad boy of the two. And Art, and I would say Patrick is extremely confident. Art is more unsure of himself, kind of needs to be led. And throughout this movie, you've seen this through the different trials and tribulations the movie put in front of them. And I guess in modern day terms, young people would definitely call Art a simp in today's terms. And so now Tasha goes on to Stanford. As I said, so does Art. And she breaks her leg in a match playing Trailer Park Trash white girl, and her career's over. Not before she had a chance to fuss out Art, who wanted to talk to her about her relationship with Patrick. And she fusses him out because he basically tells her, look, Patrick doesn't really love you. And she's just like, whoever said I wanted to deal with love? I didn't care about no damn love. And told Art he's a bad friend. And on that same weekend, Patrick comes over there to see her before her match. And this is when we learn that she don't really care about Patrick. She is all obsessed about winning. And she basically draws a wedge between her and Patrick by acting like an asshole, telling him how sucky he is on the tennis court, and how good she is and what she needs to do to win. And on that same weekend trip, Patrick and Art, they have words about him running to her and just telling. Like, look, why you go tell her that I, Patrick, don't love her? And you would think Patrick would be mad at Art, but at the end of the day, Patrick was cool with it because he felt like that helped toughen up his buddy Art. And throughout this whole thing, you get this weird vibe that these two kind of like each other. Like these two might want to sleep with each other. And you for sure definitely get that from Patrick because he has a Tinder account. And on that Tinder account, he's got it set for men and women. And as we jump back in modern times in 2019, Tashi puts her husband, Art, in a tournament called Challengers because he's been failing in the pro circuit. And this Challengers tournament is basically a tournament for scrubs. And she's doing this because she feels like her husband can get his confidence back by beating these scrubs. And the issue here is, again, Tashi is all about her ego. She's all about vicariously living through her husband and playing and keeping his tennis career going forever, because that's what gets her off. It's not the love of the husband. It's not her kid. It's living vicariously through him in tennis because she's his coach. And eventually Patrick wants her to coach him, which is the former best friend. And it just becomes a thruple hot mess. And the deal with Patrick, you're going to notice he has rich kid syndrome. His parents are filthy rich, but he's running around here like he's poor as hell. And he wants to pretend like he's poor and lives out of his dirty ass CRV. We learn that he is possibly bisexual, as I mentioned earlier, via his Tinder app. And he actually finds a woman who's 38 years old, goes on a date with this woman, and they're at the hotel. And while they're at the hotel, he sees Tashi. And he leaves this woman, and this woman knows he's running over there to be talked to Tashi. And in true desperate form, he leaves her, goes talk to Tashi. Tashi diss him, and then he's able to run back to the woman who easily accepts him back and lets him come spend the night because he needs somewhere to sleep at because he's pretending to be poor. I'm telling you, this Patrick, he was a damn mess. And as we move on with the story and the Challengers tournament, the heat has turned up when we see Art really wants to retire from tennis and live a simple life. That's what he tells his wife. And Tashi says to him, if you lose that match, this marriage is over. See what I'm telling y'all? Because he told Tashi he wants to retire, live a simple life. She's like, hell no. If you do that, this marriage is over. She's living vicariously through him, y'all. And you feel that through this whole movie. But here's the thing about her being the master manipulator that she is to help ensure that he wins this match. Zendaya sneaks out the night of the match, meets up with Patrick. And guess what she does? Gave him some of them Zendaya panty draws in exchange for him losing the match. Damn. Now, let me tell y'all something about Zendaya. You're going to see her booty cheeks a whole lot this film. And let me tell y'all something. She definitely be in that gym doing hip thrusters and doing some fucking squats. Because when she turns around and she's got on them thongs, you would never imagine that she got that much wagon. She dragging them Zendaya panty draw, panty cakes. Let me tell y'all something. Zendaya is one of my top five best in Hollywood. I got her right up there with Giancarlo Esposito, and I'll go down my list another day, but she's up there. And I knew that she took this role not because it was going to be erotic. I knew it had to be something about it. And this thing is a mental thriller because you're exploring three people who are trying to play each other, one of them being a simp and a follower, just having his life yo-yo by his wife. And the other guy who thinks he's a master manipulator, manipulating himself into believing that he's fucking poor. And Zendaya, who all she cares about is vicariously living and winning through tennis and her ego. One thing that happened in this movie that I want y'all to pay attention to. Earlier in the movie, we learned that Art has this weird tick every time he serves the tennis ball, which he's holding the tennis ball in a certain area of the tennis racket before he serves. And when Patrick first started dating Tashi, played by Zendaya, Art wanted to know if they messed around. And that's when Patrick explained to him, look, if I do this weird tick that you do, that means we did it. And he did it back then. Well, by the end of the story, he did that weird tick to show Art that he slept with his wife the night before. And let me tell y'all something. Art had a purity damn meltdown, ladies and gentlemen. And he let out a scream that was very similar to the scream Tashi let out the first time Art and Patrick seen her win her first match when she was in high school. And I thought that was brilliant by the writer and the director, just brilliant. And ultimately, Art won the match, but he won the match in a manner where he jumped in the air, hit the ball, won, but fell into the arms of Patrick after they had some dialogue. Now, and it ended right there. It ended leaving us to imagine what was going to happen next. Now that Art knows Zendaya slept with Patrick, is he going to free himself and go back to his best friend, divorce her, or what? So, you know, there could easily be a part two of this. And if they do it, I think it's going to be a big hit. And just based on the size of the audience in my theater, I think this is going to be the biggest release of the weekend. And as I've already explained, it's going to be an Oscar winner for Zendaya. Acting quality on this thing, I've never seen the two guys that were playing Art and Patrick, but they did a damn good job. And of course, the homie Zendaya knocked this shit out the park. Visual quality, 10 out of 10. Sound with the score, shout out to the people that did the music. You get a 10 because even though it was melodic and hypnotic type music, and I felt like at times it was misplaced, by the end of the movie, you get why you placed it where you placed it. You get why certain times you heard certain beats of music, why certain characters were saying and doing certain things, because it just, it elevated your blood pressure to let you know what those characters were feeling. So overall, ladies and gentlemen, on a life gain scale, this movie gets a solid 9 out of 10 for me. That's going to do it for this video. Don't forget to like the video, comment, subscribe, go get yourself that life gain. Definitely go check out my homegirl Zendaya as she nailed this shit, knocked it out the park. Great, great movie. I knew it was going to be more than just some kind of erotic, loving film. But if you want to see Zendaya in a grown woman role the way you've never seen her, all the Rotten Tomatoes scores being so high for Zendaya on this one, they were correct because she nailed this shit. And until that next Sexy as Hell video, I'm out.